right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
I think we're live. Good morning. No, oh my God, it's afternoon. It's 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I am so used to doing live videos in the morning. So anyway, let me start over. Good afternoon, everyone. Holly King, how you doing? I'm doing okay. I thought I would get on here and do a live YouTube stream. So let me go ahead and make sure that whoever is listening or watching has the details about this podcast. So good afternoon, everyone. Always start a podcast out with the date. So, ladies and gentlemen, today is Monday. It is May the 4th. Be with you. I know that gets used a lot. Sorry, not sorry. But anyway, it's May 4th. It's Monday. The color of the day today is silver. The moon is in Sagittarius, which I absolutely adore. I think Sagittarius moon time is my absolute favorite. So, but anyway, just FYI, in case anybody gives a shit. But I hope you guys are doing well today. So, what are we doing here on a Monday afternoon at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time while everybody else is at work? What in the world is Holly King doing a live YouTube video on her bicycle? Well, let me explain, ladies and gentlemen. I have had quite the adventurous weekend. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a couple of things. So make sure you like and subscribe. And again, for those of you all not watching on video on this live streaming YouTube, if you catch this later on a replay, please make sure you set the phone down and listen to the message that I have for you all today on Monday, May the 4th, because I think you're going to like it. I think you're really going to enjoy this episode of Wild Kingdom Wellness while I exercise on my bicycle. So, you all, this weekend, let me just start talking. So, by the way, the chat is open. The chat is open. I am streaming this live YouTube video over to my Facebook. So, again, click like, subscribe, put the phone down, listen to me later. Like, come back to this because we really need to talk, y'all. We really need to have this live stream conversation today for multiple reasons. Okay. Selfishly though, I want you to understand if you're watching this on YouTube, hello, 23 of you all are watching. Say hi. Like the chat is open. Okay. So, but y'all, this has been quite the weekend. We're going to talk about the fact that I did something big. I did a big girl thing. Okay. This weekend. And for those of you all that don't know me, you're going to want to hear this story, okay? I went on a weekend retreat with my girlfriend this weekend, okay? And before you ask, am I gay? Okay, you're like, girlfriend? People that don't know me, they're like, is that your girlfriend? We're just going to say yes. I'm not gay, but I do have a girlfriend. So anyway, side note, made you laugh, whatever. So listen, I don't get into people's private lives unless they just ask me to, but I am definitely pro love who you want to love. So let's just throw that out there. Okay. So, but anyway, back to my girlfriend, because I'm going to refer to her as my girlfriend quite a lot in this video. Okay, so I just want to clarify that in case anybody that did not know me on YouTube suspected, you know, that I was in a relationship, in a relationship with a girl. No, I am married. Okay, so anyway, to a boy. Anyway, back to what I'm talking about. Okay, so today I went and ran errands before I go back to work tomorrow. But this weekend, what I did is I went out of town. I went out of town with my girlfriend. She and I went on a road trip. Okay, so we went on a road trip in Kentucky. Okay, I'll just say we're in Kentucky. And we drove down to Lake Cumberland. Okay, so that is close to, what city were we in? Whitley City, I think. But anyway, so for those of you all who have never been to Lake Cumberland, this time of year, yesterday or this weekend was a full moon, right? A full moon in Scorpio. So she and I had planned to take a road trip and go down to Lake Cumberland, which is a falls, right? Like Niagara Falls, but not that big. Okay. So it's a large rock waterfall that people will drive to from all over the world. I think it's like second, third, like it's not as big as Niagara Falls by any means, you all, but Cumberland Falls, Kentucky is a very large tourist attraction waterfall. It's pretty massive, y'all. Like it was pretty, you know, I would not want to be kayaking on Cumberland River and then all of a sudden nosedive straight freaking down, you know, like, I don't know, several hundred feet, you know, across this waterfall because it was pretty massive. So she and I had decided a while back, was like, let's go try to catch a moonbow. And for those of you all that don't know, Lake Cumberland and Cumberland Falls has this tradition that every full moon, if you catch the timing and the energy right, the waterfall, the mist coming off the waterfall actually creates a moonbow at night. Like you can only see this at night. And so look it up again. I'm just kind of prefacing this story time for you guys, but you know, we went down there this weekend to try to see the moonbow. But when we got to Cumberland Falls, we realized that the moon wasn't quite at a spot in the horizon that was going to come up anytime soon. So basically, we're there at like supper time. We'll just call it, you know, we go at supper time, you know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. I don't even really know what time it was while we were there because I was trying not to look at my phone that much, right? So anyway, we get down there and we realize like that the full moon this past weekend wasn't going to show up until between midnight and 2 a.m. in the morning. So, and we were staying in an Airbnb not far from the falls, okay? So, we stayed, though, until right about almost dark. We walked around, took a bunch of pictures. It was, and this is why I'm doing this video, y'all. It was one of the most incredible experiences that I have had as a human being, as a woman. I'm going to lean into womanhood for a minute, y'all, and there's a reason behind it. So make sure you click like and subscribe. But I realized real quick how much that I needed to get the F away from the city that I live in and try to make some type of conscious decision to connect with nature again. Okay. Now, the place was gorgeous. We walked around again. We took pictures and I really got into my feelings a lot during this trip. Okay. Did I cry? No, I didn't cry. You know, my bestie, she'd be like, you better dry them tears up. Like, y'all don't even know how cool my bestie is. Okay. My friend, my girlfriend. So, you know, I'm feeling the fact that here's what I noticed on this trip this weekend to Cumberland Falls. Okay. And this is a confessional. So, stick with me on this, okay? I realized as a wellness coach, spiritual coach, body worker, Reiki master, yoga teacher, you know, all things, put the label on it. You can slap all the labels on my body, okay? I realized as a woman who works in the wellness industry, that would probably clarify for all you people out there, but how triggered my body has been as a therapist, because I am a therapist. I do have a license, okay, for massage. How triggered my body has been living in the city, working 6 and 7 days a week, trying to run a business, trying to file my taxes, trying to take care of my animals, trying to be a good mom, daughter, and grandma to my people, trying to be a decent wife, because I ain't never going to try to be a good wife again. That's not going to happen. You know, wifehood is subjective, okay? I'm going to be a great wife, but I'm not going to be a good wife. Like, nobody's telling me what the fuck to do anymore, okay? Let's just throw that out there. But, and again, y'all, sorry for the F-bomb, but I'm not sorry. So just mindfulness, right? When you're watching these videos, this video is not for children. Okay. Nor is this audio, but I just sat there and I was like, or stood there at the mouth of this great fall waterfall down in the country in the middle of, you know, the land of like, not a whole lot going on in Kentucky. Okay. I realized how triggered my body had been, and that my central nervous system was shot to fuck, y'all. I'm just saying, all right? Again, I'm going to be very authentic with all you beasts out there, because we need to have some serious conversations about what it means to truly understand how our body is meant to function and when we have been under so much stress as a society and as a humanity under the, you know, the last, let's say 5 or 6 years. And that's a drop in the bucket, y'all, for me, you know, as an ex-gen, I'll be 54 years old this year. Like, I've seen a lot, I've done a lot. And again, I've been married a lot. So I've had a lot of experiences in being someone's life partner, not to mention the amount of clients that I have seen in the last 10 years of being a licensed massage therapist. Whoever decides to go to massage therapy school, if you hear nothing else that I say under this video, you need to learn something about energy, okay? Transference and countertransference, because as a massage therapist, as a wellness provider, as a social, you know, person, when you are around other people, and you all know this, guys, this is like, you all know this. You're not idiots, okay? You're just not idiots. When you are around people in close proximity, you are sharing energy with that person. And if you're in the healing modalities or the support modalities, and I'm going to classify, I'm going to be specific, nursing, social work, you know, again, licensed therapy, whether it's clinical or whether it's massage therapy. If you're an energy worker and you don't have a license, but you're still like, I'm really good at, you know, yoga, which is a certification, right? Y'all need to know something. And I'm going to be bitchy for just a minute. So allow it. Okay. Do y'all not realize how integrated we are as human beings, and that when you share your love, your support, your money, your business, you know, your whatever your career is, like when you share your energy, goes right back to energy with other people. Time and time again, every day, all day long, you're a mom, you're cutting up the apple slices and, you know, the cheese, like you're opening up the shit for your kids and making sure their butts wiped and you're putting on their diapers. Listen, if you are sharing energy with people, and especially if you're in a support role, again, nurses, doctors, you know, counselors, therapists, if you're grinding all the time, like I've been doing, okay, and don't stop long enough to give yourself permission to take 36 hours off of work and go drive to a waterfall that's 3 hours from your home, okay, and recognize that the power and the beauty of the force of nature, like Earth, Mother Nature, the vibrations on the planet, if you don't spend any time in nature, you may not recognize how jacked up your central nervous system is, okay? And I can talk about that stuff professionally all day long. So this is not meant to be legal, medical, or professional advice to anyone. This is my story. And I'm telling you as a therapist what I went through this weekend, okay? And we ain't even got started on the good stuff yet, okay? Because I'm on my bicycle, you know, and I'm riding this bicycle to work on myself as I tell you all about my experiences in the last 36 to 48 hours, okay? That's why we're here, so make sure you like and subscribe. Let's see, I'm new to your live stream, so reply, please. Oh, let's see. Randon Suez 6694. Renate. Hello, darling. I'm glad you're here. Thank you. I got a lot to say, and I'm just on my bike riding it. But I always try to say what I say in love. But yeah, I get a little snarky sometimes with the world, because I'm mad at myself, y'all. Puppy 7766, what's up, Grandma? You damn right. I'm the coolest grandma in the region. Okay, just kidding. But no, I love being a grandma. Listen, it's fun. Okay, but anyway, side note. Listen, I'm telling you all, if I'm a grandma, my dear puppy 7766, you know, if I don't take care of myself now in my mid-50s, I'm not going to be able to be a great grandma to nobody, right? I will not have a life with my grandchild, because you know why? Because I'm going to end up sick, diabetes, heart attack, overweight, overworked. That's why I'm here. That is why I get so passionate about talking to you all, the audience, no matter who finds me. Like, I don't care who finds me, y'all. If you hear me, great. If not, I'm not trying to tell nobody what to do. I'm just showing you what I'm doing, okay? But it's insane how I realized this weekend when I went down to Cumberland Falls how messed up my central nervous system is, for real. You know, and I'm thinking, nobody would believe me. Everybody's like, oh, you went, you spent money, had a good time, you posted pictures on your social media, looks like you had fun, yippee-yay, and then, you know, people don't realize what else you got going on behind the scenes in the world around you, right? You know, and so when we're working with social media, when we're working with our platforms, we have to give more context, you all, about our experiences so that people can really understand the value of communication and community through something like a YouTube live video, right? Because it's so different, y'all. I'm going in a completely different direction right now. So again, bear with me. I'm on my bike. I'm just rambling. I'm just channeling, okay? But I want you to think about something. You're on a social media platform. You see your friend, your daughter, your mother, your massage therapist, you know, you see somebody that you love go on vacation for, you know, 24, 36 hours, like short trip. Everybody should do it. If you can, I highly recommend it. And if you cannot go 3 hours away from where you're at because of, you know, financial reasons, right? or accessibility, because and again, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, okay? But you know, if you can't get out of your city and you're in a city, please, at least once a week, go find a park and just park your car and get out of the car and go sit on a park bench for 5 minutes. Just make yourself do it. Don't take your phone. You know, just get out of the car, that metal box you've been riding around in for umpteen hours a day. Don't take your phone. And I want you to go sit down on a park bench for 5 minutes. Nobody is going to miss you if you do that on your way home. Okay. So this hustle and bustle lifestyle that we have dug ourselves into as a humanity is a very dangerous game that we're playing when it comes to harmony and balance in our personal lives, much less our professional lives. Okay. So, but if you can't take 5 minutes a day to just get away from all of that metallic, static, electric energy, why are we not doing that? We are so tethered, you know, and again, I'm speaking about myself as well, y'all, because I was like, hell to the no, am I going to allow the rest of my life to be overweight grandma hormones, right? And just grind every day, working for the man, paying my taxes, and never able to get in a car and go on vacation. Because why? Because I choose to do other things with my money, or I'm just paying my bills. Or like today, when I went to fill up my car as I was running my errands, and now as a grown-ass adult woman, I have to pay $4.50 for a gallon of gas, which is exactly what I paid this afternoon in my city, okay? Kentucky. I'm in Kentucky. I pulled up to that gas pump today. And I'm not looking at politics right now. So for those of y'all that know me, that whole 24-hour trip I took was also meant for me to not be looking at politics. Because if you know me, you know how upset I get about what the hell I see going on in the world around me right now. You know, so, but we're going to scratch that topic for another day. But I was like, well, I'm running around. Got to go back to work tomorrow. You know, I had a half a tank of gas, you all. Half a tank. And I said, it doesn't matter what it is, I gotta get gas. You know, so I pulled up to the gas station, a very large national gas station, okay? And it was $4.49999 a gallon. $4.49999, okay? And I'm like, $4.50. Oh, I just round up, because you know, we don't get pennies back anymore when we go to the store. Did you hear me? You know, we're not getting our pennies back when we go to the store. And so the coffee shops and the restaurants and the grocery stores, they're like, well, we'll just round up or round down. Well, lately I've noticed they've just taken my money. Okay. We'll come back to that topic another day. So make sure you like and subscribe. But seriously, I'm like, I pulled up to that gas pump today with my car, and I'm like, is it ever going to go back down? You know, and y'all remember this happened a few years ago where gas went up to about $4 a gallon, right? And we had to ride that shit out for about a year in America, if you're in America. And then it went back down. And ironically, that I think that was under Biden's administration. So, yeah. I really wasn't going to go about the politics, you know, path right now. But seriously, I'm like, So I don't know what the updates are with this Gulf, this war in Iran. But at this point in my life, it's just too big for me to have to worry about it. And that is hard for me to say, because I'm an advocate for shit that makes sense. Okay, I'm an advocate for people. I want to see people happy. I want to see people prosperous. I want to see people healthy, you know, and I want to see people mentally well. That's who I am as a person. And so, you know, my dying days, I don't want to be stuck in a nursing home, you know, with somebody wiping my butt, knowing that I didn't do anything to try to help myself feel better the last, say, 15 or 20 years of my life. Okay. Because remember, I'm a grandma. And a lot of y'all remind me of that here on YouTube. And I appreciate it. So, you know, it's like, it's right, I'm a grandma, you know, because in my brain, I'm 20. But my body says, no, you're not. My body feels like I'm 70. And that's bullshit. Okay. That's bullshit. I should not feel like I'm 70. I should feel like I'm, you know, vibrant 50s, right? That's how it's supposed to be. But we got a lot of hormones going on as a woman, right? And it's like, you know, am I the, what? Right now, I am at a fork in the road, ladies and gentlemen. I am looking down two paths when it comes to what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, okay? Especially when it comes to, like, where I spend my energy, okay? So, you know, because having a job and working, you at $4.50 a gallon of gas, you know, and a mortgage, you know, and oh God, y'all, you know, I could sit here and list for you all day long the money that goes out the window. For those of you listening, I'm crinkling some receipts that I have from today. Okay. It's alarming, guys. This is again why I'm like, if you are not paying attention to what I'm saying to you, then you're just going to lose out at this point. And I'm not going to even judge you as a human to go, I can't believe you're my sister and you won't watch my YouTube live videos and help me reach the masses to say, you know, we're all going through a lot of stuff right now and stress is killing us. Okay. It was evident to me this weekend when I left the city I live in and was like, man, I'm out of breath. I can't even hardly walk down the sidewalk, much less hike, you know, up the side of a rock. You know, I was definitely your grandma today. Or yesterday, you know, this weekend on this vacation. And I'm mad about it, y'all. I'm mad about it. I'm mad at myself because I should know better than to get into bed and eat cookies or drink, you know, six glasses of bourbon or whatever the hell the addiction is. You know, I should know better. You know, because why? Because I'm a spiritual life coach, you know, and I know what pain feels like physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But guys, my biggest pet peeve right now is seeing people bury their head in the sand, acting like, well, all of this crazy in our world is just going to go away and get better. Half of me says, good, I think it will. But the other half of me, again, crossroads, is like, I'm not so sure it's going to get much easier on us, especially economically. But I also know at 53, almost 54 years old, I refuse to live in fear anymore of not being able to purchase the things that I want and need on a healthy level, right? So what I do today, I went and got gas, you know, I unpacked, I did my laundry, you know, I'm grinding all day on my personal day off. Because I go back to work tomorrow and like, nobody's going to wash your underwear for you, Holly, right? Like I do have a spouse, but he's got his own shit. He's got his own underwear to wash you all. And if you know how I live with my husband, it is like we split the responsibilities, but don't take advantage of the other. And I don't do it and he don't do it. Like we do this, y'all. It's kind of interesting. You know, I finally am married to somebody that's like, I'm not going to control you. Because you grown, you're not going to control me because I'm grown. We both have life experiences that know, and we both know what our triggers are and how they work, you know, and at this time in our lives, it's like, you know, we got to split the bills anyway. So it's like, look, I ain't trying to be mad about you, you know, because I need a partner to help me pay these fucking bills off. It's crazy. It's insane. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, Grandma? All that was puppy 7766. Punanis, you don't look like a granny. Oh, Punanis. I'm trying to read your handle there. Punanis. Oh, why you got headphones on? Oh, background noise. That's why I have my headphones on, but thanks for asking. But I don't look like a grandma. Oh, that's sweet. You know, all of the women in my family got pregnant at an early age, except my daughter. So, yeah, my mom looks just as young as I do, which is pretty damn cool, you know. And, but it offends me because they're like, is that your sister? And I'm like, no, that's my mom, you know. But to be honest, you know, and answer the question, yeah, I come from a long line of really interesting women. So anyway, we'll talk about that another day. So make sure you like and subscribe. But y'all, after paying $4.50 for a gallon, each gallon of gas, I had half a tank. So I went ahead and topped it off because I was like, it's a gamble at this point. You know, it might go down to $3.99 tomorrow, but it might shoot up to $7.70. So I'm like, I'm getting gas today, you know. And then I went to Whole Foods, okay, y'all. And here's the meat, no pun intended, of the conversation I want to have with you all today, okay. So, groceries. I know that I am horrible. I'm going to confess. This is confessional. I am horrible, y'all, about spending too much money on food and wasting food. And I just want to, like, jab myself in my eye with a tampon. So I'm just saying, okay? It's like, what the hell? What are we doing here? And in the past, no big deal. You buy a bag of apples, you eat six of them, they sit in the refrigerator. You know you need another one, you know you want another one, but yet you don't eat it and you go to McDonald's or you go to, in my case, Wendy's. I'm a Wendy's hoe, okay? So I'm like, oh. And then you buy the mangoes that's sitting in the refrigerator right now because they're on sale. And you're like, I'm just going to get two mangoes. I love mango. Love it, love it. But I'm too effing lazy to cut it. So they're just sitting in there, you know. Not to mention, I work, y'all, I am on the go all the time. And people wonder why I go to bed at like 7 o'clock at night, because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, we take shifts around my house. Okay. There's a lot to do, a lot to do. Okay. So, and I have a job, you know, again, priorities, right? So, but I told myself today after being on this trip and recognizing how triggered my body is and how messed up my central nervous system is and how much pain my big fat booty is in because I have been eating like garbage lately and not doing the things I know that my body needs to do in order to not put on 40, 50, 60 pounds. Because by the time you hit your 60s, if you are more than, say, 30 pounds overweight, and you're in your 60s, and I ain't judging you. I'm a health coach, and I'm certified, so we can talk about this stuff together, okay? If you're in your 60s, and you are 30 pounds overweight, the time clock is ticking for you to be able to have enough energy and metabolism to, you know, lose that inflammation. It's not, it's fat, but it's inflammation, y'all. Let's just call it what it is. If I say fat, I mean inflammation. And if I say inflammation, I'm talking about fat, okay? So there's brown fat, there's white fat. Like, it goes on and on. I am a wealth of information, by the way. So make sure you like and subscribe. But y'all, I'm so tired of just like running through the drive-thru because I haven't eaten all day, or I've been munching all day because I need the fuel, you know, in order to get my job done. But instead of eating the apple, you know, I'm picking the donut or whatever. I do these things. And I admit it. That's one thing about me y'all can't say is I don't tell you what the hell's going on. Like, you know, and it pisses people off. You know why? Because they have a certain expectation of me as a body worker. And so when I fall off my wagon, okay, and I realize that I need more self-care, and everybody's like, well, you post all the time. You go to the gym. What do you mean you need more self-care? You're so selfish. I hear y'all's thoughts. Look, I know who's talking about me behind my back. Good Lord. I'm as psychic as it gets, y'all. And I only, again, big brother, always watching. Plus, I have a very large intuition. It's, you know, that people are just like, they'll turn their nose up at you when you say one thing, but then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I thought I was going to be able to do that. But now I realize that, like, I don't have the energy, the time, the money, you know, to get out here and wine and dine everybody as a business owner. So I'm like, I'm just going to get on this YouTube channel and continue the journey that I've been on for 25 years to, you know, not put on excessive amounts of weight. And for the love of God, you will not have a freaking heart attack, you know, because the world is so stressful. It's not, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Y'all hear me? I'm not doing it. And if I make you mad, you know, and I'm setting boundaries with certain things, like, I'm sorry. I'm not here to please everyone. Codependent, no more. Good book. Get it. But anyway, back to this Whole Foods receipt, right? So I fill up with gas, $4.50 a gallon, and I go into Whole Foods, and I'm like, I have got to get some of those fresh pressed juices, okay, in order to stave off my massive sugar craving and my carb cravings that I've been having over the last few months, which has caused this, okay? This is like a loaf of bread, okay, right here. This is no-bake cookies and bread, okay? I've got to trick my brain, y'all, at this point in order to get some of this inflammation to go down. There's another important reason why this does not need to be here. Y'all, look at all that. My liver and my pancreas is over here, you know, with all this fat. If this starts to, like, continue to grow, that's how people get cancer, okay? And it doesn't happen overnight. So, fuck that. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, y'all. I'm not doing it. So, I went into Whole Foods with the last little bit of money I had for the week. And that's true. You know, I mean, I live paycheck to paycheck like everybody else, y'all. Listen. Okay, but I also work my ass off for the money, so I'm not sitting with my thumb up my ass, you know, not getting up every day and going to work and grinding and realizing, like, I might be making decent money at my age, but it don't matter when you got stuff like this that you can't hardly pay for. So we need to talk about this stuff, y'all, more and more and more, to at least have an awareness. Okay, is it going to fix the problem? I don't know. I know one thing that will fix the problem, though, is that I am more attuned to where my money's gonna go for the rest of this year, 2026. So, but y'all, look at this shit. I bought a pint of blackberries. They were $7. Now, I didn't think that was a bad deal. Okay, they were $6.99. I got three of these Suja lemon, ginger, and pineapple drinks, okay? Because this wards off the cravings for sugar, you know, and it's good hydration. I do well with lemon, gingers, pineapples, things like that. They start to clean out the bacteria that's in my body, okay? Because we all have it. You're like, ew, I got bacteria. So do you. You have parasites in your poop. Just saying. But anyway, so I got three of these. These were $3.99 each, okay? Now, here's what I did when I got in the car. I was like, $3.99, $4 for one of these, you know? Could I have made my own juice? To be perfectly honest, you all, when I look at the ingredients in here and I look at the amount of bulk that you have to buy to juice your own juices, I went, I'll pay the $3.99. You know, time, energy, money, cleanup, investment. But really, the ingredients to come up with this much juice with lemons, gingers, and pineapples, it would have probably cost me more than $3.99 to create this. But here's what I do with these, okay? So, a little tip. You're welcome. I got in the car, and I was already feeling, because all day long I've been like, you know, trying not to eat a bunch of carbs. Don't eat the carbs. Don't eat the sugar. Like, you got to get this weight off. It's time for you to, like, focus, Holly, for God's sakes. You know, you're a health coach. So I got in the car, you know, I'm already stressed out about the totals, and I'm like, I am thirsty and I'm hungry. It's here it goes. It's like 12 o'clock lunchtime, right? Whatever time it was. So I had my jug of water in the car, you know, my Camelback, and I was like, I'm going to go ahead and hit this real hard and take a couple sips out of it. And then what I did, you all, is I took my water, because this is mine, you know, I'm not sharing this with nobody. These are my germs. This is my DNA, okay? I poured about that much water. So I drank about this much. And then I poured about this much water back into this concentrated bottle of Suja, okay? And I'm like, and so then I went to taste it again. Hold, please. It's just as good if not better than it was before I added the water to it. Okay. Now, if I did this 8 times, right? It's not going to taste like lemon, ginger, and pineapple anymore, right? But that's how you save money. I'll pat myself on the shoulder. Y'all, that's how you make things stretch, okay? But here's where it gets worse for me as a person. I like these, but I get bored real quick when it comes to variety. So, and I could talk about that about a whole lot of things, but I'm not going to, but I can, and I will eventually. So make sure you like and subscribe. Y'all, I get bored real quick. I'm a double Scorpio. I can't help it. If I'm not on the go, moving stuff around, you know, strategizing, making money, doing this, doing that, helping people, like, I feel useless. Which is why I realized this weekend, I got to stop that self-sabotaging behavior, okay? But that's how my brain goes. It never shuts off. So it's like, oh, well, you know, I've got to get 3 days worth of groceries and only have like $100 to spend. So then I got to stretch it. And I know my habits. And all of a sudden I'll be like, oh my God, I'm hungry. I'm leaving work at 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I was like, okay, fuck it. And I'll just go to Wendy's and get a burger and eat that on the way home. And then I'm still not satisfied. So then I get home and I'm like, oh, let me just eat a half a jar of peanut butter. Whoop. And then I go to bed. And then you end up with this. I ain't doing it no more. Okay? I don't care who I make mad about boundaries. I ain't doing it no more. So you're going to see me on this bicycle running my suck a whole lot more. Make sure you like and subscribe. But I was like, I'm going to get bored with this suja. I'm going to get real bored. And I was like, and I really love, okay? So for those of you all that do shop at Whole Foods, okay? Because I know some of you do. Like, some people can afford it. I see their baskets. I'm like, they got money. You know, it's like, you know, you can tell the lifestyles of people if you just pay a little bit of attention, right? And I'm like, I've got my baby cart. You know, I'm like, I'll just take a few of these things. You know, always cracks me up. I see people at Whole Foods with, like, a massive cart. And then I really am jealous sometimes. I'm like, yeah, they got a sugar daddy out there somewhere, you know, but that again, presumptuous, and I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not, but I mean, yeah, whatever. I'm glad people can go to Whole Foods, you know, and buy things that are slightly, you know, more healthy than the big box stores, but probably over half of that stuff is the same damn thing. It's just packaged in a different way. Plus, I'm trying to remember who Amazon owns Whole Foods. Yeah, so fool me once, great. Fool me twice, you know, you fool me 3 times, you know, I'm the idiot, okay? I know better. Whole Foods is not necessarily better than Kroger or better than going to. It is better than going to a Wawa, okay, and getting you a Philly cheesesteak. But people got to do what they got to do. People got to do what they got to do. So, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to get my suja. I need the ginger. I need the pineapple. I need the lemon. I need to clean out my gut. I know those are, you know, I'm certified in enough health, you know, professions to be able to go, I know how this stuff works, okay? I know what's an adaptogen. I know what is, you know, an anti-inflammatory, you know, I just know. I know it all. It's all in my head, y'all. So I was like, but I have got to get some green food, green leafy vegetables, you know, green plant-based food in my belly. So I bought kale that was pre-chopped, and every damn time I do that, you all, I end up wasting half the bag. So this week we're not going to do that, okay? So I bought a bag of kale about this big, yay big for you all listening. So you can just imagine it's a pretty big size bag of kale, right? Already pre-washed and pre-chopped. Let me find that on here. It costs me $4.99 a bag. That's not bad. Like, now I'm looking at this going, well, maybe Whole Foods was the lesser of all evils today. So I got a nice big bag of kale chopped up, pre-washed for $4.99 a bag. But here's where it got me, okay? I bought a 3-pound, I think it was 3 pounds, frozen bag of wild blueberries because I do make my own smoothies before I go to work, okay? I'm trying to cut back somewhere, y'all. I cannot afford to go to Playa Bowls, you know, or Better Blend or Tropical Paradise or whatever all these pre-made smoothie places are, right? I just can't. It's $12 every time you go, okay? So I was like, I make my own smoothies in the morning. Sometimes I will treat myself, but for the most part, I've now gotten in the habit of using my glass jars when I go to work, and I make like 2.5 smoothies before I leave the house, and I use frozen fruit, okay? So I use water, protein powder, or whatever flavor I feel that morning, whatever the flavor of the day is, y'all. And then I throw frozen fruit in my Vitamixer, and I blend it up, and then I portion it out. I go to work, okay? Best thing I've done for myself lately. And I've been doing that now well over a month. So you pat me on my shoulder for being consistent with something, right? So, but y'all, a 3-pound bag of frozen blueberries was $16.29. I remember the last time I went into Whole Foods a couple weeks ago and I wanted those damn blueberries. And I said, I'm not paying $16.29 for frozen blueberries. Okay. Today I did because I'm like, you know what? It's whatever. Just get the damn blueberries. Okay. So then I bought chicken that was already cooked off of the salad bar. Okay. I got one of those little 24-ounce plastic containers and I just filled it up with the chicken that was already cooked, cut up and cubed. Okay. And so when they weighed it at the station, at the cash register, it was $7.99 for my chicken. It doesn't say how much poundage was on here, but I got enough chicken, y'all, pre-cooked to hold me over for a couple days when I'm at work and I need protein quick. I can just pop those little already pre-cooked chicken cubes in my mouth. I can also make a little salad with it, you know, and put things together so that when I'm at work, I got some dingity dang protein to eat versus just doing the smoothies. Because you know what'll happen in my world? You know, I'll do smoothie, and then all of a sudden I don't have protein, even though it says they're protein smoothies, y'all. It ain't like biting into a piece of meat. I'm sorry. There's a difference, okay? But it was $7.99. I was like, I'm going to spread it out. I'm going to use it, you know, I'm going to use it appropriately. Like, I'm not going to eat it all at once, right? So then I also bought a rotisserie chicken that was already pre-cooked at Whole Foods. And this is a pretty good deal, y'all. It was $7.99. Wait a minute. No. That was the $7.99 chicken. Let me see what the, let me find the chicken on my receipt here. Hold, please. Seasonal blueberries, kale, apples. We'll come back to that. Blackberries, $6.99. We talked about that. The juices. Did she charge me? Lemon juice. Hold on, y'all. Greens. There it is. Salad bar. A 0.44 pound of chicken, pre-cooked, cubed off of the Whole Foods salad bar today was $5.28. So actually, I did better than I thought. So, but you know, Whole Foods salad bar is $11.99 a pound. But right back to my comment about, like, how much would it have cost me to buy a chicken breast that was already frozen or fresh, cut it up, cook it? You know, what's the weight? Because if you think about chicken that's not cooked, it has more moisture in it. It's going to weigh more. So, trick, you're welcome. Tip, if you go to Whole Foods and you get the chicken that's already cubed off the salad bar, y'all, I've done that several times. It'll last you 4 or 5 days. Like, it doesn't go bad. So, anyway, I got some of that. And then I got me, I still have a peanut butter addiction that we're going to have to work on. Okay. But I did get the 365 jar of peanut butter because their creamy peanut butter is $4.89 for the large jar. If you buy Jif or if you buy Peter Pan or Skippy, it's like $7.99. So again, positives, negatives, but do you see how much time and energy I have spent? Not just telling you all about how I spent my day, but you know, who gets an off day? You go on vacation just to get away from the world, and then you have to jump right back in and figure out how to survive, how to pinch your non-pennies that they don't give you back anymore, okay? So we're going to start pinching our nickels, okay? We're going to start pinching our nickels. And for those of you all watching, that was impromptu, but it was really funny. So anyway, but you know, like, we have to pinch our pennies. We don't get pennies anymore. I can't even say that anymore. Now I'm mad again, okay? But it's true. So, but last but not least, not only did I get the Sujas, I did buy the Whole Foods cabbage, and it's cabbage. What's in that juice? I bought the sweet greens juice. I bought the big one. It was $14.99, okay? That's where I had to get my greens. So I got a jar, a plastic jar of sweet greens pressed. It was spinach. Trying to remember what's in it. But anyway, I paid, where was I at there? $14.99 for that. Y'all see how big this bill is? And then I bought one of the pre-made juice belly rubs, Whole Foods brand, for $7.99 for one that's about this size. Crazy, right? Why? Why would I not have just gotten a bunch of these? Well, because y'all, the one at Whole Foods has cabbage in it, okay? Mint. It's flavor. It's variety. But all in all, when I walked out of that Whole Foods today, okay, I had spent $123. There's other things on here. But, you know, no, it's insane. There's not, I mean, I think I missed like two things. Why, you all? Oh, I bought the concentrated lime juice and the concentrated fresh lemon juice that was already pre-made. Like this, but it's not artificial, because if it's artificial, there's shit in it, okay, there's just shit in it, so my brain never stops. I know I drive some of y'all absolutely batshit crazy, because you're like, we can't follow you, we don't understand what you're doing, but y'all, you also know that I have been authentic enough with you all for the last 10 years of my life, for those of you all who have been a part of my holistic practices, y'all. These are the things we have to be mindful of when we're living our lives, because when do you wake up at one point and go, well, I've just worked myself into the ground and now I've got nothing to show for it. And I could have done a whole lot of things a hell of a lot differently with my life in order to go, you know, should I have been investing my money? Should I have been doing this? Should I have been doing that? I invested most of my extra money into my business, my private practice. And just like all small businesses, ladies and gentlemen, at some point you have to decide, are you just working for the business because you can't, I mean, you can't keep up with the tax laws anymore. Those are fucked. You know, it's a mess, you know. And so I made the choice recently to say, I'm just going to work for someone else because it's easier for me to take care of myself. And I can spend more time counting the cost of why I am doing what I am doing, you know, as a massage therapist or as a, you know, as a human being. I get up every day. I love to go to work. Like, I have no problem. Y'all, I could sit here all day long and work 6 days a week the rest of my life and never put any more energy into another person and be perfectly happy. But then the other side of me says, nah, you have too much love, too much energy. Holly, you have too much knowledge when it comes to how the mechanics of this world works. And y'all, we ain't even talked about politics and spirituality, which is my specialty. So I'm going to stop now because I have been on this bicycle. Hold on. 53 minutes. Surely to goodness, my heart is thanking me today, y'all. But it's a lot. It's a lot. So Whoever caught this live video, I love you. Thank you for watching. Make sure you like and subscribe. Thank you to my dear producer, Brooke. I don't know what else to call her, for cutting out part of these lives and making little short videos for you all to see so that we can up the numbers on this Wild Kingdom Wellness, you know, channel. And, you know, if you think I ain't telling y'all the truth about what I see going on in the world around me, well, then I'm probably not the person you need to be listening to. So anyway, do I like President Putin? Omaris 11. Isn't that sweet? We got to talk about politics. Omaris 11. Do I like Putin? I mean, as far as I know, I'm not a supporter of Putin. You know, I don't really support any of them. Like, when I say like or love, listen, I love everybody. Okay, let me answer the question properly. Honey bunny, I love everybody. Do I like people? Everybody? Absolutely not. Do I agree with any of our politicians anywhere on any continent? No. And then zim. I have yet to come across a leader that fits the mold to be an amazing president of any country. They all suck. And I don't care who sees this. Like, come get me. Don't matter. I'm done. I don't support none of them with my heart. None of them. And I'm an American. You know, it's like, I don't believe any of them. I don't trust any of them. And the handful that I think in politics that might sort of kind of give a shit anymore, like, they're being doxxed, D-O-X-X-E-D, and they're being slandered. And some of them is about to go to jail because, you know, they want to stop the freedom of speech laws here in America. So if you don't believe me, I hope it doesn't happen. But I see enough behind the scenes, and I watch how these censorships happen, you know. And I'm like, one day, it's that one day syndrome. Omaris 11, it's that one day syndrome that says, one day, are you going to wake up one day? And all of a sudden, everything you thought was okay isn't okay. Am I a doomsday preacher? I mean, no, because I believe in the power of love. But do I think it's not possible that the one day syndrome could be one day you think you can, you know, drive your car, and then the next day you realize you bought a car that has like a AI sensor in it and says, oh no, you drank two nights ago, you can't go nowhere, and they shut your car down? Like, that bill is on the House floor of our United States legislation, Senate, Congress. Like, hello. But anyway, what do I know? I'm just a grandma. So I love you all. So no, do I love Putin? I love everybody. Do I like Russia? I mean, I have heard it's pretty over there. Road trip. So, all right, that's it. I gotta go. So I love you all. Live the dream. I hope to be back tomorrow and doing another live video before engaging my shenanigans for the week. So, but anyway, I got meal prep to do. I got to go. I love you all. Live the dream. We'll see you later. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for commenting, and all the love to every one of you. So have a great day. We'll see you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health, or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later. All right. Bye.